A Jewish Journal article. Despite petitions, protests and pleas, Pico Roberts and Ralph's to close May 15. The near-empty grocery shelves and parking structures say it all. Come May 15, barring unforeseen and unlikely circumstances, the Ralph's on Pico Boulevard and Beverwill Drive will shutter for good. For close to 2 months, the Pico Robertson community has mobilized to convince the Kroger Co., which owns and operates Ralph's and Food for Less, to keep the store open. A Change.org petition was created and garnered over 4,700 signatures in days. Community representatives met with local politicians and Ralph's executives. Social media lit up, reminding Kroger that the Ralph's on Pico, which houses the kosher experience, serves a vibrant Jewish community and will be sorely missed. But to no avail. On March 3, 2021, the LA City Council passed an ordinance that requires grocery stores to pay its workers an additional $5 per hour, hero pay. In response, Kroger announced that it will close the Ralph's on Pico, a Ralph's in South Los Angeles and a Food for Less in East Hollywood on May 15. Ralph's claims that hero pay will result in $20 million in operating losses for stores that are already losing money. Ralph's has promised to relocate all employees to other Ralph's stores. The Pico Ralph's employs 108 associates, 9 work at the kosher experience. Ralph's operates 68 stores in the Los Angeles area. After the closures, 65 stores will remain, with 3 continuing to house the kosher experience: La Brea Avenue near 3rd Street, Sherman Oaks, and La Jolla. Don't get me wrong, said Pico Robertson resident Zev Hurwitz, 27, who created the Change.org petition. For us in the neighborhood, it is an inconvenience. The real tragedy are the workers who are not getting the hero pay they so well deserve and now have to relocate. Hurwitz said he buys flowers for his wife at the Ralph's every Friday for Shabbat. He also said when his kids were born, he bought their first baby food at Ralph's. Yes, there are other kosher shopping options in the neighborhood, but I'm going to miss the convenience and selection of foods that Ralph's offered, Hurwitz said. David Louis, 58, who manages the dairy department, has worked at the Ralph's Pico location since it opened in November 1996. Goodbye and good luck, a shopper sadly said as she spotted Louis arranging the dairy display. Thank you, Louis responded with a wave. If not for pandemic protocols, the brief interaction may have included hugs and tears. I live 30 miles away from work now, so I am used to commuting to work, he said. I still have a mortgage to pay, so wherever they transfer me, I'll go. A recent visit saw shelves partially empty with no obvious intentions to restock. According to John Vitava, director of corporate affairs at Ralph's, when a store closes, the standard practice is to sell off existing merchandise so it doesn't have to be transferred to another store. The only restocking that was witnessed was for perishables, produce, dairy, meats, fish and the cooked foods on display at the kosher experience. It's sad and it's scary for my coworkers, Benjamin Solomon, 27, one of the kosher supervisors at the kosher experience said. I will be okay since I work for the Orthodox Union, and I am not subject to hero pay, anyway. I know I will be transferred to a local kosher restaurant as their mashjok. Kosher supervisor. But I feel for the other workers who don't know what the future holds for them. Azalia Herrera, 37, who works alongside Solomon at the kosher experience department, tried her best to put a positive spin on the situation. They have talked to me about relocation, but I have no details. It's hard being in limbo, but I believe it will work out. Jose Castro, 35, oversees the produce department and has a similar attitude. A 5-year Ralph's employee, Castro says he enjoys his work and feels confident he will find himself stocking fresh produce at another Ralph's in the near future. I think it will be fine, he said. I just hope for the best. For years, the Ralph's complex, which includes a CVS, one West Bank and Fish Grill, faced structural challenges. Navigating the parking levels, escalators that are typically non-functioning and long waits for the elevator have been an ongoing source of neighborhood complaints and frustrations. Vitava confirmed that in 2018 the shopping center was sold to Asana Partners, a Charlotte, North Carolina real estate investment company. Calls to Asana to determine plans for the property were not returned. When asked whether it is possible the kosher experience would relocate to a nearby Ralph's, the most likely being on Beverly Boulevard and Doheny Drive, Vitava was not optimistic. We would love to, but it is a matter of space. The Ralph's on Pico is about 40,000 square feet. The Beverly, Doheny store is much smaller and simply not large enough, he said. I have a hard time believing the hero pay issue caused this, Hurwitz said. It just seems like there were also other problems, perhaps with the landlord in the physical structure. Who knows? Maintaining stores that are unprofitable is simply not sustainable, Vitava said. We are as sorry as anyone that this had to happen. Harvey Farr is a community writer for the Jewish Journal.